Good morning on a chilly Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, our on-air fund drive going for $1 million goal is to begin on February 1st, Monday at 6 a.m. But it is possible we could knock it all down to zero in the lockbox.
Anything's possible if that's what people want. I prefer to think that our fund drives are when we gather and we hear each other and we read your remarks. As you make your pledges, you tell us, you know, what you're thinking about things. And that's the beauty of a community that relates to our core values of decency and democracy and the ability to hear each other. So that's why I like the fund drives myself. Now, there are people who come up to me and say they don't like the fund drives, and I say, okay, sometimes I think it's because they don't give during the fund drives, but sometimes I think they just don't want it. And I say, do you give in the lockbox? And they say no one way or another. Well, you can't really have it both ways. If you really love the station, and I know you do, you'll do something. We never told you how much. We never told you $5 or $1,000, whatever it is, because people do whatever they can, believe me. We have seen it all, and we love all of you who make any contribution whatsoever. But now, the Spitzer Foundation will give us $25,000 if we can do this, and we are almost at the $100,000 to go out of $500,000. But here's the bad news. We have about a week and a half to do it in, and we're going to need you now. Otherwise, we won't make it. So anything you can do right now, do it. Go to WAMC.org and put something right in the lockbox.
And if you pledge $100, you'll get the gigantic tote bag.
You could put yourself right in it and carry yourself around.
All right, well, let's go to the news of the day, Alan. We'll start with the Supreme Court has agreed to review President Obama's immigration actions. The step by the justices likely sets up a decision in the middle of the presidential campaign around the end of June. And of course, the campaign been marked by harsh rhetoric about immigrants. The Times editorializing, saying the states should never have been allowed standing to sue in the first place and their substantive claims are groundless.
Well, do we know what this Supreme Court is all about? We do. You know, there are 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats, you could say in spirit at least. I mean, I certainly don't know what their affiliations are, but we see that time and time again how they come down on these issues. So it's no surprise that they take another opportunity to embarrass the president, who has to do something about the 12 million or 11 and 12 million illegal or undocumented folks who are in this country. He's trying his best.
Sarah Palin, remember her, endorses
I do.
Donald Trump, which the article that I'm reading here says could bolster him in Iowa.
Could. You know, she's a character. He's a character. One character endorses another character. They are both outsiders. The Republican establishment was seriously embarrassed by Palin when she ran for vice president, and subsequently to that time, John McCain chose her, but I suspect has lived to regret it. And now, in his search for outside votes, because that's what they are. These are the outsiders who say, we've been excluded. Now we're the, whatever name you want to give it, silent majority or others. We're going to check in. And somebody like Sarah Palin, who, quote, speaks her mind, like Trump, quote, speaks his mind, somebody who of heroic stature to us.
Governor Rick Schneider of Michigan, Alan, issued a sweeping apology to residents of Flint in his State of the State yesterday for contaminated water supply. I'm sorry, and I will fix it, he says. Meanwhile, the EPA says the response so far has been too slow, and certainly this points to some of the infrastructure issues as well around the country.
Well, it's the role of government to protect people, and I don't think in this case government served well. I think the apology is correct. If somebody has a child and that child is seriously injured as a result of this, and we don't know all of that yet, but he has every reason to apologize. And, you know, you get elected to these offices and you think, you know, you're going to be of great stature, and then something like this happens, and, you know, you turn around to your family and you say, this isn't my fault, this stuff has been here since the Civil War, and some of these pipes and some of the infrastructure, and what can you do? Your job is to make sure that you're a manager and that you're managing all of this stuff so that it works, and if it doesn't, you know, you're going to get the blame, and that's exactly what happened here. But the apology, as a political technique or heartfelt, was the right thing to do.
The lockbox stays open until Monday morning, February 1st, 6 a.m., when we start the fund drive.
David, you are so right. And here is that Spitzer Foundation money, $25,000. That's quite an incentive if we can do it.
WAMC.org. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.